Hey, good Arab Shabbos to everybody. So when it comes to Shavuot Vayechi, what we really have is a response to the first question posed all the way back in the beginning of Sefer Bereishis, Hashomer Achi Anochi, when Yosef says to his brothers, V'atal Al Tirao Anochi Achal Kelas Chem V'Estapchem, that I will take care of you, that in fact brothers are expected and required to take care of each other. That's not, you know, in a vacuum. That's, as we spoke about a little bit, the previous aliyah responds to all of the pathology of Sefer Bereishis. So that's number one. In a broader sense, what it really represents is Yosef's personal development. You know, we talk about Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef is somebody from the very youngest of ages who had incredible ambitions for himself and who he would be, you know, relative to his brothers. Hinei anachnu malmim alumim miso chasadeh. Hinei kam alumasi v'gam nitzava. Hinei sesu ben alumosechem v'tishtachaven al alumasi, etc. Hashem esh v'yayreach v'chadasar kochavim bishtachavim li. And Yosef is absolutely right. The brothers really do need him. But in a broader sense, Yosef comes to a much deeper recognition in life that we all really need each other. Nobody is self-sufficient. We're all part of a community. We're all part of the arevos that we talked about so much with Yehuda, Anochi Arvenu, Mahayir Ravon Asher Atein Lach. And so Yosef's last request, of course, you know, is Valisem Esatz Mosai Mizayitchem. Yosef recognizes, as much as he was able to take care of people, in his lifetime, that we all come to, you know, Le'ez Mitzo, a point where we can no longer take care of ourselves. And Yosef's dream of returning to Eretz Yisrael to be part of the Mesorah, etc., depends on their, good deeds and their sense of caring for him, and not just his own brilliance and his own, you know, capacity to care for them. And that's the recognition of Yosef's life, and in some sense it's what we're all meant to recognize. It's really fascinating. We know in Parshas Beshalach, Vayikach Moshe Atzmos Yosef Imo, that Moshe Rabbeinu, of course from the tribe of Levi, is the one who ended up actualizing, you know, this request. And when you think about Shimon and Levi being the ones, Al Pi Chazal, to throw Yosef into the boar, and the Medrash that Moshe was Mala, the Atzmos Yosef, out of the boar, so to speak, from the, you know, depths of the Nile River, right? I think that this is a very important message, right? Things come full circle in life. That's the recognition that Yosef has, and that's the recognition of everybody at some point, that as much as we think that, you know, we're crucial, that we all need each other. And even somebody as talented as Yosef comes to a point in life when they, you know, recognize that for themselves. So, you know, again, the end of Sefer Bereishis really does respond, Hashomer Achi Anochi. The answer is a definitive yes, very much so. Anochi Achal Kelas Chem V'Estapchem, and Yosef's personal development, Kilu Mechiyah Shlachani Elokim Lefneichem, he was able to be a great provider. But in the end of the day, everybody not only, you know, gives in this world, but everybody receives at some level. Pakod Yivkod Elokim Eschem, Balisim Besatz Mosai Mizeitchem, and that will, of course, set things up for the emergence of the one who would do that, Moshe Rabbeinu, which will look at together in Sefer Shmos. Chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek. It's always so wonderful, even virtually, to be able to learn through Sefer Bereishis together.